Hey everyone, this is Abby Bejo from Lake Health and Wellbeing, and welcome back to our podcast. This week, I want to tell you about our new fibroid social media campaign. So if you've been following us on social media, so on Facebook and Twitter, you'll have noticed that we have launched a fibroids campaign, and we launched this campaign last week, Thursday, in the week running up to International Women's Day, which is tomorrow. For this campaign, what we did was we teamed up with our friends at Noir Wellness. Hey, Candice from Noir Wellness, how you doing? To raise awareness of five key areas that we think need attention if we're to improve the experience of all women affected by fibroids. Now, the theme for International Women's Day this year is Press for Progress. And so we've jumped onto that theme. And what we're doing is that we're calling on everyone to join us in our campaign to press for progress with fibroids. So we believe that for progress to be made, we need breakthrough research into fibroids and ethnicity, because we need to understand why are fibroids so much more common in Black women. We need patient insight on the impact of diet and exercise on fibroids, because we really want to understand what changes women can make to improve their symptoms. And diet and exercise can be a very powerful way that people can kind of empower themselves and look after their health. We also want a commitment to professional excellence from healthcare professionals when they're caring for women with fibroids, or who have a family history of fibroids, or who have symptoms associated with fibroids. We also want there to be a push for global and local support networks to ensure that women with fibroids never feel alone, because we hear a lot of the times that women feel really isolated. They feel like they're going through this journey on their own, but we want women to know that actually they're not alone. There are lots of women out there who are experiencing exactly what they are, and we want to ensure that people feel well supported. And finally, we also feel that there needs to be greater awareness of fibroids, its symptoms, and the impact fibroids has on women's lives, particularly the psychosocial impact, because I think that's an area that we tend to forget, that fibroids not only affects a woman's body physically, but it also has an effect on her emotional health, but also on her social well-being. So it affects her relationships, it affects, you know, work, so it has a huge wide-reaching impact, and we need to really understand what those are so that we can address them. Now, even though our campaign started last week, it's not too late. You can still get involved. We've developed a whole number of social media resources that you can download from our website so that you can help us raise awareness of these issues. So what you can do is that if you're on our website right now, great, thank you very much. Check out the article under the latest post section of the website, and you'll find that on the right-hand side of every page of our website. You'll see latest posts, and we have an article under there entitled "We Joined Forces with Noir Wellness for a Fibroids Campaign." If you click on that, you'll get information on how you can get involved in the campaign. There'll be a link to where you can download some of the social media assets, and you're very welcome to go ahead and use those and use those on social media to raise awareness of the issues that I have spoken about. So really, let's just make a difference together on International Women's Day, and not just on International Day, but beyond International Women's Day. We're hoping to keep up the activity to raise awareness of these issues, and to also not be very specific and proactive and address some of these issues ourselves beyond International Women's Day. So we're really excited about this campaign, and we're so happy to have teamed up with Noir Wellness. It's such a great pleasure working with them. It's such a great pleasure working with other organizations who have similar aims and objectives, and we believe it's so important to collaborate, because we can achieve so much more together. So we hope that you'll collaborate with us, the general public. Please do get involved in this campaign. We look forward to seeing your tweets and Facebook posts tomorrow on International Women's Day and beyond. So let's press for progress together. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Short and sweet. Let's do this. Let's show our support for women with fibroids. So we'll see you in our next podcast next week. Thanks for listening, and take care. Bye-bye.